Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. We're back and we're live from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your Saturday morning with me chatting some Paulding County athletics. And we have a ton to catch up on from the past few weeks. The last My Sports episode, we were talking Antwerp girls wrestling. We're going to talk some more wrestling today. But first and foremost, I hope you and yours had a fantastic holiday season, a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. And I haven't been able to wish the listeners on the My 1027 airwaves a Happy New Year yet, so Happy New Year, and I hope you've tuned into some awesome games on MySports.live so far early in 2025. Happy 2025 to you and yours from our family here at My 102.7 FM. So again, we have a ton to catch up on today. I'm so glad to be back. I hope everybody stayed healthy out there. I know there's been a ton going around, so stay healthy, stay warm. It's been absolutely frigid these past few days, but action's heating up. Big time on the hardwood for both boys and girls basketball in Paulding County. So we're going to talk a lot of that today. And like I said, we need to continue our wrestling conversation. And we'll do that with the head wrestling coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, George Clemens, in his last season at the helm of the Wayne Trace Raiders wrestling program. So we'll catch up with him in a little bit. And the Raiders in the smack dab of their wrestling season for the boys and the girls right now. So we'll chat some Wayne Trace wrestling with Coach Clemens coming up here shortly. Whoever you are, and however you are listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. We get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
All right, we're talking wrestling here on My Sports, and it's time to chat wrestling with the head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders wrestling program, and that is head coach George Clemens. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes today. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
So, coach, in the heart of it right now, I know they had a few weeks off for the holiday break, but back into the full swing of things, what have you seen?
You know, we're moving along. We've had a couple injuries here and there, and we don't have the numbers like we used to have, but the Kimmel boy at 120, Corbin, I think he's right on track to really do something good at the state tournament. His younger brother there at 113, he might have an outside shot at making it. As far as overall the team, I mean, they're working hard.
Now, I know you guys just finished up the Troy Invitational and then the big one, the Border Wars at Defiance. I know the Border Wars one that you guys circle going into the season. How'd everybody perform there? And has anybody surprised you so far in the season?
You know, Kimmel there at 120 wrestled the best, looked phenomenal, wrestled a great finals match, just fell short of winning the thing. But like I said, you know, he's on track. Our goal for him is to be in the state finals match, and I think I think he's got a good shot at possibly doing that. If not, he'll come awful close.
Now, Coach, the one thing I really wanted to ask you about is the physical conditioning that goes into wrestling, and whether you play football, whether you play basketball, I mean, coming out of wrestling, that conditioning helps in so many other aspects of sport. So my question to you is, how many minutes and how much preparation goes into completing a whole season for some of your wrestlers?
Oh my gosh, it takes hours upon hours. I mean, we really, really push them hard. And I think that's what adds to the low numbers, because most kids either hear about it or they come out and try it and realize, holy smoke, you know, unless you've wrestled, you have no idea.
You don't.
What it
I
takes
watch.
To prepare for a 6-minute match. I mean, we start off our day by running about 2 miles, and then we run what's called 1-minute sprints, which means you sprint all the way around the school and you got to be back within a minute. We usually do anywhere from 2 to 6 of those. And then, we start with 5 sets of 20 push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks. That's just to get warmed up for what we got during a practice.
Well, and to speak to that, I may have mentioned this before, but in my young broadcasting career, I've run into a lot of Division III, Division II, Division I college football coaches. And again, They all say, especially to high school linemen who are trying to make the jump to the next level, go out and wrestle because the benefits of that conditioning just pay off through the rest of your life.
You know, the amount of college and NFL coaches that encourage athletes that play football or even an outside sport, they want their guys playing football. There's some, like down in Urbana, there's different schools, high schools that I know of that have had really, really successful programs. Their coach, I don't know how he does it, but somehow he implements that unless their guys play basketball, they got to wrestle. His whole front line typically is nothing but wrestlers. We kind of fall short because a lot of high school coaches evidently don't get that memo, so they're not really big into pushing their kids to wrestle, but boy, they should. It'll make a heck of a difference in their performance. The guys you see at the state tournament, the 99 times out of 100, I should say, those are the guys that they're doing things in the off season and they're pushing themselves in season. I've never, ever seen a kid, you know, be lazy or a non-worker make it to the state tournament. It just typically don't happen. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it usually don't happen. And I'll mention, like, the two Kimmels. You know, it's not uncommon on a weeknight to find them at, like, an open mat session, or they'll be at the Defiance YMCA, and they'll be in the pool. I mean, those are two of my, you know, most successful guys right now on the team. So, yeah, they seek out that kind of stuff. They do pool workouts.
Well, hey, it's that extra effort, again, that leads you to that state tournament. So, again, so far in the season, you're kind of in the smack dab of it. I know the guys had a little bit of a break. How cool has it been as a wrestling coach in general to kind of see the emergence of the girls' wrestling side of things?
Oh, it's been really exciting. I kind of pushed for Wayne Trace to start girls' wrestling a couple years ago. Then last year, the school kind of saw the numbers. We started a girls' club and had like 30 girls come out. So then I'm so thankful Wayne Trace has bought into the idea of girls wrestling, and I'm excited for it. You know, it's and this year we've got 5 junior high girls and 5 varsity girls, and that's good numbers, you know, for a first year program at a what's known as a basketball school. So I'm excited. I'm excited for our first girls state qualifier, and I'm excited for our first girls state champion.
That's really cool. Really cool. Yeah, the emergence has just been crazy over the last few years. And I know I talked to some Antwerp wrestlers a few weeks ago, and they said the same thing. They're just like, it's so cool, the emergence of and how popular it is and how girls seem to be buying in. Like you've said, for you, somebody that might want to try wrestling for the first time, they sit down with you, ask you some questions. What is your elevator pitch to them to come out for the team?
Wrestling does so much more once you've bought into the idea. You know, even if you end up not being a successful wrestler, I've talked to so many of my guys that I've coached over the years that now have regular 9-to-5 jobs or they own their own business. And all of them will tell you that the sport of wrestling played a part in them being successful. Just the amount of dedication and determination that it takes, it just makes you a better person, and it'll help you out in life.
And I know I talked about this, speaking on the guy side of things with moving on to the next level. If you want to wrestle, if you want to play football, how much that conditioning and that prep, you know, helps for those aspects. But even for the ladies that are starting out, I'm hearing so many softball coaches say, hey, wrestling is so good for women who want to play softball because the mobility, the hips, if you're a catcher, all of those things just play into, like you said, making you a better person in anything you really want to do.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Absolutely.
So moving on throughout the season, what's coming up for you guys and what are you excited about?
We have the Van Buren tournament coming up this weekend. You know, we're hoping we can hold our own. I'm excited to see how the guys do, but I'm most excited for Corbin Kimmel. And I know I've mentioned him a lot, but it's, you know, his senior year and he's really just doing a lot of great things. If he wins the Van Buren tournament, he'll become a 4-time champion.
Wow.
And I don't know how many years the tournament's been there. I'm thinking somebody said like 30, 40 years, something like that. But there's only been just a handful of guys ever do that. I know there's, I think I'm going to say 6 or 7 guys that's ever done that. So he's on track to, you know, if he wins it, he'll be a 4-timer. So that'll be really exciting for us and him and his family.
And I know you were really excited about his growth when we had talked last year. So for you as a coach, how neat is it to be able to see that progression from when he first started wrestling to where he's at now?
Oh, it's great. But you know, I would, as a coach, I'd like to take all the credit, but I can't. I mean, that kid's been all over the United States. He's been on, you know, I don't know of a summer that he ever went that he wasn't in some sort of wrestling team or event. He's wrestled a lot with Wasion. His early years, he wrestled a lot with Delta. His parents are really supportive. I mean, all summer long, you'll see that kid all over. I mean, wrestling for different teams and camps and clubs, that's what it takes. As a coach, you know, now watching him on the mat, other than just yelling a few things here and there, it's what I call automatic. There's really, I mean, he knows what to do and how to do it. All I get to do is sit there and enjoy the win with him.
Awesome, awesome. Doesn't get much better than that. So, Coach, you've been doing it a while now. What keeps you coming back every year?
You know, I don't know. It's just a sport that I fell in love with in the seventh grade, sitting in Paulding Junior High when they decided they were going to have a junior high wrestling team, and I joined and just fell in love with it. I've not stopped since. I've either wrestled myself or been a coach in wrestling. But this is, you know, it is time to let some younger blood, I think, get up there. And I have announced this is my last year. So this will. Next year will be kind of different for me. I don't know what I'll be doing on the weekends. Probably I won't be able to stay away, and I'll end up being at wrestling tournaments. But, yeah, I've loved the sport. I've loved being around the kids and coaching the kids and being a part of of their lives. And, yeah, it's just been a great, great journey. We've had a lot of great athletes come through the ranks.
Well, you can tell your passion for the sport, absolutely. And thank you so much for all the time you've put into bettering not just wrestlers, but young human beings, young men and women that are looking to go off in the world and do better things. I know a lot of life lessons can be learned from wrestling, and a ton of life lessons can also be learned from really good coaches.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, again, middle of the season here for the Wayne Trace Raiders wrestling program. We're going to keep you updated with everything going on with the Raiders, but the guys and the girls, they are hitting it pretty hard on the mats right now. Coach, once again, thank you so much for the time today. Any final thoughts before I let you go?
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, and thanks for the coverage.
This has been the head varsity coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders wrestling program, Coach Clemens. And we're back after this with plenty more My Sports right here on My 102.7.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
We're back here on My Sports, and we just wrapped up our conversation with the head wrestling coach of Wayne Trace High School. He is George Clemens in his last season at the helm for the Wayne Trace Raider wrestling program. Thank you so much for your service throughout the years, Coach Clemens, and thank you so much for taking some time this morning to chat about your team with me today. All right, let's pivot and turn our heads to girls' hoops. We have a ton to catch up on. We're going to start back on Monday. We'll take you through the games from this past week, then we'll take a look at the Green Meadows Conference standings, but I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It is anybody's game right now, wide open in the Green Meadows Conference. So like I mentioned, let's start back on Monday, and let's start with the red, white, and blue, the Wayne Trace Raiders. Well, it looked like this. They took on Allen East, a really tough Allen East team. Similar records between the two teams, and it was Wayne Trace, a 55-46 win at Allen East. Like I mentioned, 23 points for Lexi Moore, also in double figures. Kathleen Stoller, she had 10. To go along with Tiana Sin, who had 9, Caroline Winans with 6, and Kareen Winans also knocking in a bucket. Once again, your final 55 for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Allen East 46, and a big-time win for Wayne Trace. Your score by quarter, it was Allen East out to a 7-point lead after 1, but then a big response by Wayne Trace in the second, 18 points for them. In the third quarter, it was Wayne Trace outscoring Allen East 10-8, and then in the fourth, by 5, 16-11, in your final 55-46. Big second quarter and a big fourth quarter getting it done for the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders. Let's talk about the Antwerp girls now. They were in action on Tuesday against Lincoln View, and they fell 63-30, your score by quarter. Lincoln View 11-22 in the first half of play, pulled out to a big lead, 14 in the third, 16 in the fourth. For the Archers, 4 in the first, 7 in the second, 11 in the third, 8 in the fourth. Caroline Roars led the way with 23 of the 30. Eliana Horman, she put in a bucket. Bradley Bagley also had a bucket to her name. And Clara Roars, she chipped in a point. Leading the way for Lincoln View, it was Kiera Brees. She had 18 points. Also in double figures was Emerson Walker in the big-time 63-30 victory over the Antwerp Lady Archers. All right, so moving on later in the week, let's take a look at the girls' basketball scoreboard from Thursday evening. Green Meadows Conference play heating up, to say the least, and a ton of action happening on Thursday night. Here's the scoreboard for you. It was Tenora 55 over Fairview 38. Paulding gets a big win against Ayersville by 39 points, 59-20. Wayne Trace over Hicksville, 58-35. And then Edgerton defeating Antwerp, 54-36. So let's dive a little bit deeper into that Wayne Trace girls hoops game. Wayne Trace 58, Hicksville 35, improving Wayne Trace to 12-4 and still undefeated in Green Meadows conference play. And leading the way was Lexi Moore. She had 15 points. Raiders had three in double figures with Lexi Moore, Tiana Sin, and of course Kareen Winans. Tiana Sin, she chipped in 13, and Kareen Winans also with 11. Contributions also coming from Caroline Winans with 7 points and Harper Myers with 5. Once again, Wayne Trace improving to 12-4, 4-0 in Green Meadows Conference play with a big win over the Hicksville Aces. Your score by quarter. Can you believe this? And a big reason I wanted to talk about this game, the Raider defense blanked Hicksville in the first quarter, 17-0. Then the Aces were able to get on the board, outscoring Wayne Trace 16-12 in the second quarter, but then the Raiders outscored Hicksville 22-12 in the third, and then it was 7-7 in the fourth. Overall, as I said, 58-35, a victory for the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders. So they're rolling right now. Again, we took a look at the scoreboard. Tenora Fairview, another good game going on. Paulding picks up the win, 59-20. Wayne Trace, as I mentioned, 58-35. And then the Archers, they fell 54-36 against Edgerton. So let's take a look at the girls' basketball standings as it sits right now. Wayne Trace there at the top, the only team left undefeated in league play. They're 4-0 in GMC play, 12-4 on the season. Paulding, 3-1, 13-2. Tenora, a team to watch out for, 3-1, 8-7. Edgerton's 2-2, 7-8 overall. Fairview 2-2, 4-11 overall. Ayersville 1-3, 4-11. Hicksville and Antwerp both still in search of their first conference victory, 5-10 and 4-11 overall. So that's a jam-packed week, all packed away for Paulding County girls basketball hoops. I'm so excited to see how this plays out. Again, I mentioned the standings, some big games happening next week, some big ones coming up on mysports.live on the girls side of things. We'll tell you about all of those coming up here in just a little bit. But the Raiders sit atop of the GMC right now, still undefeated at 4-0. It's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're talking boys hoops, so stay with us. Plenty to break down in an action-packed evening one evening ago. Back after this, you're listening to My Sports. It continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports, and we just wrapped up talking girls hoops in a big week of girls hoops. It was in Paulding County. Some big victories in the Green Meadows Conference for Paulding County squads. We just broke it all down, and now it's time to turn our attention to the boys. Green Meadows Conference play heating up. We'll take a look at those GMC standings coming up here in just a little bit, but let me give you a hint. It is as wide open as you have ever seen it. So let's take a look at some of the scores from this past week. The Antwerp Archers picked up some big wins. Jim Linder's Wayne Trace Raiders playing some really good basketball. And I think Logan Stoller's Paulding Panthers, I've seen them a lot this year on mysports.live. They're really starting to hit their stride at the right time. So let's start back on Monday, where it was a big win for Antwerp over Hilltop by 12, 67-55, leading the way like he has all season long. Zane McMichael pouring in 28. Hampton Rogge behind him with 16. And then Weston Roanhouse also in double figures. He had 10. And once again, the 67-55 victory for the Antwerp Archers over the Hilltop Cadets. And when we take a look at the score by quarter, boy, does it make a difference. 14 apiece after one quarter of play. And then Antwerp pours in 29 in that second quarter, outscoring Hilltop 29-11. It was Hilltop outscoring Antwerp in the third, 13-8, and then 16-13 in favor of the Archers for the 67-55 win. So moving on to Friday night, let's take a look at the Green Meadows Conference scoreboard. We are in the thick of it, folks. In GMC play from an evening ago, Friday night, hoops looked like this. Tenora pulling out the victory over Fairview by 7, 40-33. Pulling a big-time victory, 60-53 over Ayersville. That's a hard-fought victory. I was at that game, and we'll talk more about that one here in a second. Wayne Trace picks up the big win over Hicksville by 9, 40-31. Then Edgerton topping Antwerp in a tough battle from start to finish, 66-57. Your score, again, Edgerton topping Antwerp. So, Paulding, they improved to 2-1 in Green Meadows Conference play. Wayne Trace still undefeated in GMC play. So let's talk a little bit about it. Let's start with the Paulding Panthers. Well, leading the way for Paulding last night, like he had the entire season, was Blake Roanhouse. Poured in 24 big ones. So that is a 22-point performance against Liberty Center and a 24-point performance just last night against Ayersville. Blake Roanhouse is feeling it right now. Kane Jones also puts in another really nice game. A few other contributors up and down the bench. They don't show too much in the score sheet, but putting in big minutes. Grady Barton had a really nice game. Xander Kukuk as well. And then Jordan Manns. He was so good down the stretch from the Paulding Ace Hardware free throw line, knocking him down. And this Paulding team learning very quickly how to close out some basketball games. That is to take care of the basketball and knock down your Paulding Ace Hardware free throws. Here's the thing about this game. It was 13-13 after one quarter of play. The Paulding defense then had something to say about it. They held Ayersville to only 2 points in that second quarter. But give credit to the Pilots. Jeremiah Peake, he is a really good player. They are a young team that are really going to improve as they see some more time on the court. He had a nice game for the Pilots, and they never went away. And Jordan Manns, he did an awesome job on Peake last night, but then he started to heat up in that fourth quarter. The lead was all the way out to 14 for Paulding, but again, it ends at only 7 because of the underclassmen for the Ayersville Pilots. So look out for this Ayersville team here in the next few seasons because they are young and they have some talent. But the Paulding Panthers pick up their second win in conference play and their second win at the Jungle this season. Hard to believe they had only won one coming into this game, but they pull out the victory again by 7 points over Ayersville, your final 50-43. And we'll go over the full scoreboard here right after we talk about the Wayne Trace Raiders and the Antwerp Archers. So let's turn our attention to the red, white, and blue. Again, Green Meadows Conference play in full swing in Paulding County, and it was Wayne Trace improving to 8-5 on the season, staying undefeated in GMC play. They sit at 3-0 with a big-time win, 40-31 over Green Meadows Conference foe Hicksville. Leading the way for the Raiders on the offensive side of things, it was Tanner Lockoff. The only Raider in double figures, he had 16. But helping him out, Brady Miller, he had 8. Carter Clemens also with a few buckets. Lance Manley in the score sheet with 3. Also in the books, Tyson Gerber and Caden Sin for Wayne Trace. Let's look at the score by quarter in this one. Wayne Trace gets out to the 8-point lead, and that was really the difference. 14-6, Wayne Trace outscoring Hicksville in the first. 11-10 in the second. All even in the third at 7 apiece, and all even in the fourth at 8 apiece. So much like the Paulding game, Wayne Trace closing this one out in a really tough, hard-fought victory. And the starting frame, the difference, 8-point difference in that first quarter, 14-6, leads Wayne Trace to the 40-31 victory. So the standings as they sit right now, the GMC up for grabs to say the least. Tenora, they're undefeated in the league, sitting alongside Wayne Trace, both at 3-0. Those Rams 11-2 overall, 8-5 overall for the Wayne Trace Raiders, and a massive matchup here coming up in a few weeks between Wayne Trace and Tenora. Fairview sits at 2-1, 6-7 overall. Paulding is playing some good basketball at the right time. Logan Stoller has them rolling right now. They've won 3 in a row. 2-1 in the GMC, 6-8 overall. Hicksville 1-2, 6-8 overall. Ayersville 0-3, 4-9. Antwerp 0-3, 4-10. So that's a look at the Green Meadows Conference standings. We're in the thick of it, and we have so much more to go. So one more look at the scoreboard from last night. Tenora over Fairview by 7, 40-33. Paulding 60, Ayersville 53. Wayne Trace 40, Hicksville 31. Edgerton 66, Antwerp 57. We're going to preview some of the games that you can watch on MySports.live coming up here just in a little bit, including the Paulding Panthers taking on Delphus Jefferson from the Jungle, looking for four in a row a little bit later on today. We'll have your MySports slate of games and some thank yous coming up next as we start to put a bow on this edition of MySports. Stay with me, Paulding County. MySports continues right after this on My102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports. Boy, what an episode it was. Jam-packed episode, talking a ton of boys and girls hoops. And, of course, chatting with the head varsity wrestling coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, head coach George Clemens. Once again, Coach Clemens, we thank you so much for your time. I really, really, really do appreciate not just being a guest this year, but every single year here on My Sports. I think we've talked the past 2 or 3 years. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and your passion for the sport of wrestling definitely shines through. So once again, thank you so much for your time today. And we have to wrap up My Sports like we do each and every week in two different ways. One, of course, with our thank yous to our sponsors, and then our MySports.live slate of games. We're in the heart of it, folks. So many games can be caught on demand right now on the MySports.live airwaves. And of course, I'll tell you about all the ones you can catch coming up live this week and then next week. But I urge you to go back, check out some of the games from the past few weeks. So many good ones over the holidays. I had a few really good ones. The Paulding Panthers starting to heat up like we talked about in this show. And the Green Meadows Conference really up for grabs. It'll be a fun one down the stretch for boys and girls hoops. I'm excited to see how it all shakes out, but we still have a long way to go. So let's get to our MySports.live slate of games before we get to our thank yous. And we will start with next week, and it is on Tuesday, January 21st. It is the Paulding Girls taking on Delta. Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller will have the call for you. Antwerp Girls then again on Thursday. They will host Fairview. Caleb Hatch and Brady Stabler will have the call for you. Then Garrett Mansfield and Scoop Miller next Thursday for Edgerton and Girls that same night as the Archers, and then the Wayne Trace boys against Tenora. Big one in the Green Meadows Conference. Myself and Brady will have the call for you from the Palace. Moving on, week number 11 of high school hoops. Well, it looks like this. Jason Landers and Scoop Miller will bring you Pettisville and Antwerp Girls. That is on Tuesday, and this is a packed week. The next game being on Thursday, Wayne Trace Girls hosting Antwerp in a Paulding County Showdown. Corbin Vance and Scoop Miller will bring you that one. Jason Landers and Scoop Miller. Then again on Friday, it's boys action. Antwerp Archers hosting Wayne Trace in a big-time showdown and a rivalry matchup. Paulding then will host Hicksville that same day. So Friday, a big day in the Green Meadows Conference. Antwerp against Wayne Trace and then Paulding against Hicksville. Both of those can be caught on MySports.live. Garrett Mansfield and Scoop Miller and Corbin Vance and Brady Stabler will have the call for you there. So that's a look at the upcoming week and a little peek into the future for the MySports.live airwaves. And as I mentioned, if you missed any game, head on over to the MySports.live website and check them out all on demand. It's been a blast this season. So many good games. I'm telling you, go back, take a watch, take a listen. So much hard work goes into these productions and very, very high quality to say the least. So let's move on to our thank yous, and those go out to our guest today, George Clemens of the Wayne Trace Raiders Varsity Wrestling Program, and then, of course, our sponsors, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, I thank you so much for your support. Without your support, I wouldn't be here doing this each and every week and each and every year that I've had the privilege to host My Sports. Well, that wraps up a jam-packed edition of My Sports today. Talk some wrestling with the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders varsity wrestling program, George Clemens. We talked a lot of basketball, Green Meadows Conference play wide open for the girls and for the boys. And we talked about what's coming up on MySports.live in the upcoming weeks. We'll talk plenty more basketball, plenty more wrestling next week on My Sports right here from the My1027 WMYW studios. But for today, that will do it for me, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a safe week, Paulding County, and I'll talk to you next week right here from the My1027 WMYW studios. Have a great week, and take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.